American Language Course, Book 17, Tape 3C. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. Take some time and read the chart. Now listen to a sentence. Circle T if the sentence is true. Circle F if the sentence is false. Look at the example. A gunnery sergeant in the Marines is the same as a master sergeant in the Air Force. The sentence is true. A gunnery sergeant in the Marines is the same as a master sergeant in the Air Force. Now listen, look at the chart, and circle T or F. Number 1. A master sergeant in the Marine Corps and a master sergeant in the Air Force are the same level. Number 2, a W-1 is a warrant officer in 3 branches of the armed services. Number 3, a sergeant major in the Army is the same rank as a master chief petty officer in the Navy. Number 4. A sergeant first class in the Army is the same level as a gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps. Number 5. A senior chief petty officer in the Navy and a sergeant major in the Marine Corps are the same rank. Number 6, a chief master sergeant in the Air Force and a chief petty officer in the Navy are the same rank. Number 7, chief warrant officers in 3 services are W-2s, 3s, and 4s. Number 8, a first sergeant in the Army and a senior master sergeant in the Air Force are the same level. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is false. A master sergeant in the Marine Corps and a master sergeant in the Air Force are not the same level. Number 2 is true. A W-1 is a warrant officer in 3 branches of the armed services. Number 3 is true. A sergeant major in the Army is the same rank as a master chief petty officer in the Navy. Number 4 is true. A sergeant first class in the Army is the same level as a gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps. Number 5 is false. A senior chief petty officer in the Navy and a sergeant major in the Marine Corps are not the same rank. Number 6 is false. A chief master sergeant in the Air Force and a chief petty officer in the Navy are not the same rank. Number 7 is true. chief warrant officers in all of the services are W-2s, 3s, and 4s. Number 8 is true. A first sergeant in the Army and a senior master sergeant in the Air Force are the same level. Now, repeat this conversation. Ali found out where to shop for gifts for his family.
Did Mike show him which store to go to?
Yes, but he still doesn't know what to buy for his sister.
Did Ali ask Mike what to get for her?
Mike didn't know what to tell him.
Has Ali decided when to send the gifts?
He can't decide how to get them there. He doesn't know whether to mail them or wait until he can take them.
If he waits, maybe he'll decide what to get for his sister.
Now look at figure 2. Listen to the dialogue and write in the missing words. Ali found out where to shop for gifts for his family.
Did Mike show him which store to go to?
Yes, but he still doesn't know what to buy for his sister.
Did Ali ask Mike what to get for her?
Mike didn't know what to tell him.
Has Ali decided when to send the gifts?
He can't decide how to get them there. He doesn't know whether to mail them or wait until he can take them.
If he waits, maybe he'll decide what to get for his sister.
Check what you wrote as you hear the dialogue again. Ali found out where to shop for gifts for his family.
Did Mike show him which store to go to?
Yes, but he still doesn't know what to buy for his sister.
Did Ali ask Mike what to get for her?
Mike didn't know what to tell him.
Has Ali decided when to send the gifts?
He can't decide how to get them there. He doesn't know whether to mail them or wait until he can take them.
If he waits, maybe he'll decide what to get for his sister.
Listen to another dialogue and repeat it. Did you forget where to meet Sam?
He told me when to meet him, but not where.
Are you sure? Maybe you just don't remember where to go.
I remember because he told me he'd teach me. how to pick out good fruit. But he didn't say in which store.
Well, in how many stores could you learn? How to pick out good fruit.
In more stores than you think. I guess I'll just wait until he calls. And then decide what to do.
Look at figure 3. Listen to the dialogue and write in the missing words. Did you forget where to meet Sam?
He told me when to meet him, but not where.
Are you sure? Maybe you just don't remember where to go.
I remember because he told me he'd teach me how to pick out good fruit, but he didn't say in which store.
Well, in how many stores could you learn how to pick out good fruit?
In more stores than you think. I guess I'll just wait until he calls and then decide what to do.
Check what you wrote as you hear the dialogue again. Did you forget where to meet Sam?
He told me when to meet him, but not where.
Are you sure? Maybe you just don't remember where to go.
I remember because he told me he'd teach me how to pick out good fruit, but he didn't say in which store.
Well, in how many stores could you learn how to pick out good fruit?
In more stores than you think. I guess I'll just wait until he calls and then decide what to do.
Look at figure 4. Use the words in parentheses and complete the statements or questions. Do not write the answers. Look at the example. Which notebook should I use? Repeat. I don't know which to use myself. Number 1. What should I wear to the party tonight? Repeat. I don't know what to wear myself. Number 2. What's Mabel going to do with her car? Repeat. I don't think Mabel has decided what to do with her car. Number 3. Does Frank know when to take his medicine? Repeat. Yes, he asked the doctor when to take his medicine. Number 4. Sam always buys good vegetables. Repeat, did Sam find out where to buy good fruit, too? Number 5. Ned showed me his new tape recorder. Repeat, did he show you how to use it? Number 6. Do you know where Mary lives? Repeat, yes, but I've forgotten how to get there. Number 7. Mr. Winters is a good instructor. Repeat, did he teach you how to use the lab? Number 8. Sally speaks French. Repeat, yes, she learned how to speak French in France. Number 9. Did you get the keys from Jim? Repeat, no, and I don't remember where to find them. Number 10. I like the vegetables cooked that way. Repeat, good, Anne told me how to cook them. Look at figure 5. Listen to an announcement. Then answer the questions about it with short answers. Listen to announcement A. There will be an informal gathering at the Officers Club this afternoon at 1600 hours. The occasion is to celebrate the promotion of Captain, now Major, Cal Duke. Everyone is invited. Repeating, there will be an informal gathering at the Officers Club this afternoon at 1600 hours. The occasion is to celebrate the promotion of Captain, now Major, Cal Duke. Everyone is invited. Now answer the questions for announcement A. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is at the Officers Club. The gathering will be held at the Officers Club. Number 2 is at 1600 hours. They will meet at 1600 hours. Number 3 is Captain Duke has been promoted to Major. That's what they are celebrating. Listen to announcement B. A special test will be given Thursday morning, October 5th, 7th, at 07:15. A list of students scheduled to take this test will be put on the bulletin board. It is the responsibility of each student to find out if he is scheduled to test. Repeating, a special test will be given Thursday morning, October 15th, in Lab 7 at 07:15. A list of students scheduled to take this test will be put on the bulletin board. It is the responsibility of each student to find out if he is scheduled to test. Now answer the questions for announcement B. Let's check your answers. Number one is a special test. A special test will be given. Number two is Thursday morning, October 15th at 07:15. The special test will be given on Thursday morning, October 15th at 07:15. Number three is in Lab 7. The test will be given in Lab 7. Number four is the list of students will be put on the bulletin board. That's who is to take the test. Listen to announcement C. Students wanting to participate in a soccer game on Saturday afternoon can sign up at the locator Wednesday or Thursday. The game will begin at 1400 hours and be played at the athletic field. Repeating. Students wanting to participate in a soccer game on Saturday afternoon can sign up at the locator Wednesday or Thursday. The game will begin at 1400 hours and be played at the athletic field. Answer the questions for announcement C. Check your answers. Number one is students wanting to participate in a soccer game. That's who the announcement is for. Number two is Saturday at 1400 hours. The game will be played Saturday at 1400 hours. Number three is Wednesday or Thursday. Students can sign up Wednesday or Thursday. Number four is at the athletic field. That's where the game will be played. Number five is at the locator. Students sign up at the locator. This is the end of tape 3C, book 17.